From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I haven't even scratched the tip of the iceberg, but I'm not going to make callers wait. I'm going to get to the strange death, the very suspicious death of Chris Kyle, who Jesse Ventura has been suing and winning in court. Kyle has had no witnesses. Jesse had, I think, like six eyewitnesses that he came, he went, he spoke at the commencement, he left. Why would he come to a thing full of SEALs and say, I'm glad SEALs are dying? He never talks like that. And then no witnesses to him being beat up. Kyle really was going to probably expose some bigwigs in the lawsuit. And then he took a lot of vets out who would contact him and say they had problems. They probably sent a wind-up toy in on him, which has been declassified. They've got these people, Sirhan, you name it. I'm going to give you my – and I don't just say that, okay? It's got a lot of telltale signs. But a real PTSD crazy would have those signs, too. We know he's under psychiatric care. So the drugs alone do it. We're going to look at that. Also, the good news out of Forbes, where it breaks down from data mining, not polling, real data mining, the gun grabbers are getting their head handed to them. Politically, though, they could still go forward. They don't care. But this is the big fight. This is the big issue. As I said before, Obama got reelected. Well, I tell you, doesn't Wayne LaPierre and others get a lot of credibility? You know what? Remind me tomorrow of the nightly news, John. Go get the clips where Bob Chapman, before he died, talked about this too. But the head of gun owners of America and the head of the NRA, who by the way, the head of gun owners of America is back on tomorrow on the nightly news. They all said, we have our intel, there'll be a huge attack on the Second Amendment once Obama gets back in. And Obama and the media said that's a conspiracy theory. And then now look what's happened. So pretty darn amazing that Larry Pratt and so many others said that, and it indeed happened. And then we're going to get into this whole skeet shooting thing, and I haven't talked much about the last few shows because I had so many other things on the front burner. But Obama says, I've been out skeet shooting. I've never seen a shotgun like that he's shooting. Really weird looking. Looks like a smoke gun or something, like a pop gun. And then the White House put it out and said, you're not authorized to use this photo. It's only for press and media. You can't put something out and vaguely say press and media can use it and then nobody else can. Plus, it was taken. I actually checked into the law and the regulations and precedent on this with fair use. If taxpayer money pays for a film production, 100% taxpayer funded, or if a tax funded operation puts something out there in public domain, they can't selectively say who can't use it. And the claim that no one has a right to use or alter the photo, knowing people would Photoshop it, and people thought it was almost a joke, like they were baiting people to create a new meme of Obama shooting the gun. No, the White House photos, I've been on there now, say copyright and you can't use these. Well, of course we use them. I mean, just because these criminals say we can't use our property. Yeah, there it is. Obama mocked for releasing skeet shooting photo during gun control debate. And people got him shooting at the Constitution and like Looney Tunes with a flag comes out of the shotgun. Look at that weird looking shotgun. I got to say, that looks like fake smoke. That looks, I've never seen, I've videoed a lot of guns firing. I've never seen a shotgun with that weird white thing on the end. It looks like a rubber stopper. And then there's, that smoke looks fake. And then the porting, I know they've got ports on the side, but man, something's weird. And it's almost like they put this fake stuff out to create the debate. I mean, like that, it wasn't just that they put that out in layers with a computer program problem. It had different type fonts within the same typeset, and it was a fake font that's meant to look like old-fashioned typewriter, but the C's, the D's, all the letters had the same splats around them. With a real typewriter, each splat is different, even with the same letter, because it's like a fingerprint or a snowflake. I mean, it's 100% fake. I mean, you understand? There's no debating. Fake. And I've got a good eye. Anybody's got a good eye that's worked with Photoshop. That photo looks fake, okay? I've shot more skeet than I'd care to even remember. That looks fake. What kind of gun is that? We'll be right back with your calls.
You prepare.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're into the second hour here of the Sunday transmission. I'm back weekdays, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Thank you so much again for joining us on this Sunday broadcast. I'm going to go to your calls for the next two segments or so. Then I'm going to get back into Second Amendment news, and then I've also got some Postal Service news. They say they're now immune from local traffic laws. And when I saw this Yahoo headline, I thought a cop must have given them a ticket for being stopped in a no-stopping zone, but they're able to stop because they're putting mail out. And then I read the article, and it was about them running red lights and speeding through school zones with kids almost being run over, and the judges ruled they're immune. That is, again, the new royalty. I mean, and again, on average, post men and women are really good people. I'm not a big fan of government institutions, but this is one of the first American institutions. It's pioneering our postal system invented by Benjamin Franklin. And I like the competition that there's a bunch of companies out there like FedEx and UPS, and then a government one, you know, where they can all compete against each other. I don't like the fact that it's subsidized now. I think it kind of subsidizes the other guys in a way. But the point is that the fact that a judge has ruled they're above the law, Katie, bar the door. It's the same with the cops. They don't get in trouble when they're speeding and it's not an emergency. I mean, this is the new governing class where they're above the law. And the UN has diplomatic immunity, all the rest of it. Well, I guess I already got to that, didn't I? There it is. Postal Service says it's immune from local traffic laws. Running red lights and speeding in school zones. I was never a big speeder in neighborhoods, but now that I have children, I mean, I just drive like 5 miles an hour when I'm going through neighborhoods. And I still almost run over people on bikes and little kids run out in front of you. Like just this week, I was cutting through a neighborhood going about 10 miles an hour. And little kids came shooting out in front of me on their scooters, their little kick scooters. And I was going like 6 miles an hour. And thank God I was, or I almost hit one of them. I was going 6 miles an hour. Yeah, it makes your heart stop. It certainly does, CJ. Yeah, there it is. Postal Service. We're immune from local traffic laws. My favorite example is the UPS truck driver delivering mail while naked. Or USPS, excuse me, for I did not mean to defame UPS. I said USPS. Okay, I guess the USPS is immune, but not FedEx and not UPS. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls. Then I'm going to get to NRA winning the influence battle over gun control. I don't just believe an op-ed. I don't just believe a poll unless I've done my own back research. Because you have internal market studies you can get at that are pretty accurate. See, corporations want internal market research. That's where you find the really accurate stuff. And I'm going to be getting to some of that. A big data mining company, we are routing them on the gun issue. But for one reason, we are sustained. And they admit in their algorithms we're going to lose the Second Amendment if we don't keep pushing. So they're telling the anti-gun groups just you know, it's a war of stamina. And so that's coming up as well. And the Chris Kyle, Navy SEAL, the Ventura suing. He got shot and killed yesterday. Very suspicious. We're going to be looking at that some. But right now, let's go to some of your calls. Kim, Michael, Daryl, Zane, Jose, John, Frank, Zach, Glenn, Dan, Scott, and others. We're going to go to you. Let's start at the bottom of the calls this time instead of the top. Let's go to Scott in Colorado. You're on the air. Welcome, Scott.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing all right, but I tell you, it's getting crazy.
Absolutely is. Obama's taking over.
I got to say that I've never thought it would move this quick. But yeah, he says the UN's over our military. He can secretly arrest us if he wants. He's arresting good whistleblowers that expose any government criminal activities. It's unprecedented.
I have a question for you, Alex.
Yes.
Who's Mallory Mahoney?
Mallory Mahoney is one of our graphics people that works here at the office.
Wasn't she formerly with Stratford?
You know, you guys are mentally ill, and I appreciate your call. You know, whenever we hired six graphics people for the magazine and for working in here, and the University of Texas is here in Austin, Stratford is like a private intelligence gathering firm that, in my opinion, puts out propaganda as like a feedback loop to, like, agree with the Pentagon. So they can say, look, this private group said it. And somebody worked there for a month and a half as an unpaid intern and helped write a paper on China. And I mean, what am I going to do? If somebody was ever in the military or somebody ever in I mean, you know how many people? You know about a third of the UT journalism people that we bring in here for interviews because we hired a couple from UT. Actually, three of them are from UT. Did you know about half of them or more had an internship there? There's not many places to get a media internship. The Austin American-Statesman, the Austin Chronicle, this is for print, the Houston or the Texas Observer, or whatever it's called, and that's small, and then Stratford, because it's mainly writing thousands of things a day. That is mental illness, you see. We're not worried about the New World Order. We're not worried about everything else. Listen, people say I work for the government, okay? I wouldn't get up here and say, don't take the vaccines. The government's pushing that. I wouldn't get up here and say criminal elements of our government were involved in 9/11, because they were, or they're running Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. I mean, just use your brain. You know what? If I work for the government, then I'm the worst government agent the planet's ever seen. Total mental illness. And people always say, you need to answer this, or you need to answer that. And no matter how many times I answer something, I will still be asked the same mentally ill question over and over again. People are looking. See, what's happened is the public has lost faith in the mainstream media and the government, which overall is a healthy thing. The Founding Fathers stated that. History shows that. But they had judgment. It doesn't mean that then everything is fake. It doesn't mean that I'm Bill Hicks, or that I'm really an actor and the professor in Florida who says that Sandy Hook may have been staged with crisis actors, which they really have, that I'm him. I mean, mental illness. But I understand a society in crisis, you know, just doesn't believe anything anymore. Mental illness. Let's go ahead and talk to another caller, Glenn in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones. Can you hear me? Long-time listener.
Thank you, sir.
First-time Sunday caller. And I got a serious story here. A fellow member of We Are Change New Jersey has just been arrested here in Jersey City, and they're also trying to link this for gun possession, and they're trying to link this to the InfoWars Obama dictator poster contest that we participated in, saying that it's extreme to print out posters of Obama with dictator scum posted at the bottom of this. So they're saying in the Jersey Journal, it says right here, NJ.com, Jersey City police say man had illegal rifle, handgun, as well as prohibited bullets. And so they're getting him for the muzzle modification, the flash suppressor, making it an illegal weapon in New Jersey.
Yeah, for those that don't know, they're now.
Magazine.
Sure. I'm glad you called in about this. And listen, I've told everybody, I didn't just say that last hour to have fun. They've officially announced gun owners are the number one new terror group, along with returning veterans, libertarians, and conservatives. The government is so authoritarian, so absolutely Marxist at the grassroots of the government. It's foreign banks at the top, but they'll use whoever they've got. They are so out of control, they're openly saying, and I've already seen this, not the article you're talking about, that anyone criticizing Obama's a terrorist, anybody who owns a gun's a racist, and that we're the new terrorist, not Al-Qaeda, and Homeland Security's main job, I'm going to say that again, Homeland Security's main job is going after the American people. Now, I'm going to get that headline again from you so I can search engine it during the break and get it up there for me. But the, you guys can probably just search Alex Jones. What is my name in the article?
No, but they're trying to implicate me because I participated in the video.
Okay, so they're saying
the Obama dictator poster contest. The name is Keith Pantaleon, 33, of Jersey City, was set to appear at $75,000 bail. He currently is in Kearney Prison, and my name is Glenn Zarmanov. I'm a longtime listener.
All right, let's just stop right there. Brother, let's just stop right there. So they do talk about my contest to put up signs saying Obama's becoming a dictator that I did 3 years ago that the media said should be illegal. We are, by the way, we brought the T-shirt back, the Tyrant Scum T-shirt, limited edition, a new design is out, available at InfoWarsStore.com. We should all wear these proudly. Yeah, they said on more than 20 TV stations it should be banned. I should be arrested for saying he's a tyrant. Of course, he's proving me right. But yeah, there's a purge against gun owners. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and T-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988, celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have to politically get good members of the House and Senate federally, but also state legislatures, to come out authoritatively and say, look, these purges are wrong in Connecticut, New Jersey, California, New York, and other states. What's happening is, and I see these articles all the time now, we're going to go over a few of them here in just a moment, where not even the ban of over 10 capacity magazines, where you can't physically possess them, hadn't even fully gone into effect yet, and a Army veteran, no criminal record, who actually ran a charity for other veterans, they have a license plate reading software now. Most police cars in major cities have them. And they admit, because it's on the Southern Poverty Law Center watch list, an ADL watch list, that whoever they say is a group, you now are a terrorist. You now have no rights. Returning veterans, gun owners, We Are Change is a group that spun off from one of my listeners, Luke Radowski, that just goes out and asks journalists, citizen questions. I'm in there. People that don't like the Federal Reserve are in there. And these foreign globalist organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, they're there saying, if you believe in a new world order, you're a terrorist. And they brainwash the cops. They tell them the founding fathers are bad. I'm not joking. I have the training videos in my film, Road to Tyranny. They tell them all this. They have four shows now airing on TV or set to air this year, demonizing the founders, whole sitcoms, dramas like I Hate Paul Revere. This is the new cool thing. As Al Sharpton said, we, quote, must, this is a quote, overcome the founding fathers. Overcome the Constitution was his exact quote. And you're like, but that doesn't make sense. We're racist because we own guns? Well, a lot of people that aren't white own guns. What? It's about individualism. It doesn't matter. They're just going to demonize you. So in the news, they say an extremist was arrested. Now, he brought this up, and I actually have the article. We can punch it up on screen or go to the document cam shot here for people. Jersey City police say man had illegal rifle, prohibited bullets in home. And they're saying he had over a 10-round mag, and they're saying that he had a flash suppressor on it, which does nothing. So this is it. They're going to come after the gun owners, and they're now, even in the places that don't have a lot of gun laws, SWAT-teaming people because the neighbors said they saw a gun and going, you'll never get your 100 guns back because you shouldn't have had 100. Or just like New Orleans where they went to the high and dry areas and took the guns. So here it is out of Forbes. NRA winning the influence battle over gun control. Yes, we're winning in the scientific polls. We're winning in the inner research. We're winning on the internet scans. But they don't care. They're just going to say we're terrorists and turn Homeland Security loose on us. The government shipped 20,000 guns and hand grenades into Mexico. The memos came out to blame the Second Amendment. They're ruthless. They want our guns while they buy 1.6 million bullets and armored vehicles and build emergency centers and federalize the police and set up warrantless checkpoints now like they have in Austin with the TSA. Totally illegal. Totally unconstitutional. They're just doing it. Huge military drills every day in major cities, terrorizing the public, getting us ready for military occupation. Army Times admits they're preparing to have troops on the streets. It's already happening. Everything I warned you about 15, 16, 17 years ago is happening because they announced it today. Government to take control of private pension funds to protect them. That's the headline at Infowars.com. Big government announcement Friday. And there will be a special tax on top of the 3.8% tax already there on top of pension funds and Obamacare and the 3.8% increase in payroll tax and all the new taxes because they love you. No, it's the governing class is going to take everything we've got. It's happened hundreds of times in other nations. It's getting ready to happen here. Now, I got to get to all the callers, but Glenn in New Jersey, I'll put you on hold after you go. You can give me all the names and facts. I did find where the other blog, where they're talking about, this guy who had the 30-round mag, he was part of a poster contest where they put up posters saying Obama was bad. That should be illegal. These are extremists. Oh, my gosh. You don't say somebody, the government's bad in America. You don't have freedom of speech. So, yes, thank you for giving us a heads up about that. As you were saying during the break when I talked to you, they are going to try a purge of gun owners. They're testing it right now. We've got to get back in their face and go, you're the terrorists coming in and taking over our country, saying our military's under foreign control, that's official, and saying our guns are illegal. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex Jones, for having me.
Don't thank me, or I won't have time to get to all the other callers. I'm going to put you on hold. Rush Limbaugh did this 20 years ago. I got to do it. You just got to say ghettos. Folks, all we do is say how great I am. I am not great, okay? I'm angry. I want to keep my liberties. I don't like a bunch of crooks taking over and running my life. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, basically, look, he's in jail right now. He is a friend of mine. We did the poster contest. His other blog, the post is one of us, And it says part of his legal troubles might be linked to this video that he and a friend made in Jersey City, and it links to the Facebook post of the Obama poster contest that we entered in. So, yeah, they're trying to smear us. They're trying to do a purge right now. Anyone who listens to Alex Jones InfoWars, anyone who supports Liberty, and I don't even own any firearms, and that's the whole problem here, is that I'm just putting posters out there on behalf of your poster contest or any other posters. I've done posters on my own.
No, exactly. Look, we have an authoritarian government. Obviously, authoritarians don't like their slaves being armed. The last thing they've taken is our guns. That's the last. They've already taken the bank accounts, the dollar. They're going to take everything. They need those guns first, though. They're going to go ahead with it and have a civil war. They want to get as many voluntarily as they can. We've got a Stalin or a Hitler in control, but it's bigger than Obama. The Republican leadership's been told, you better go along with it. That's why they're saying, oh, we got a broken wing. We've got to do whatever big government says. It's a mandate, socialism, turn your guns in, because they're controlled. I'm going to put you on hold. I want to get all the info. If you write a blurb about it, we can link to it. You're going to be okay. Don't let them scare you. This is going on where the crime bosses run everything. New York, Chicago, areas of Jersey. This is what it's turned into. Let's jam in another call here. I got to get to more of these. Let's talk to Zach in Tennessee. You're on the air, Zach.
Hello. Me off if you need to. I don't know if you saw the thing today. It says three well-known Second Amendment supporters, young business owners, and I know you covered them all on your show, Chris Kyle, Keith Ratliff, the FTS rusher guy, and then also the John Novinsky, and they said they all died under mysterious circumstances within 1 month. But that's not even that important. Here's what I was really going to tell you.
No, listen, it's really starting to emerge that they've got killings. I mean, FTS Russian producer was tied up and killed execution style. There are more and more pro-gun people getting killed.
Yep, and then there's this video out right now called YOLO. It was all over YouTube last week, and basically it's demonizing preppers and saying that anyone who, you know, doesn't live life on the edge, it's basically a call to the young generation to do whatever they want and live recklessly. And then I know you covered the Milwaukee sheriff on Piers Morgan. I was going to comment on that, but more importantly than that, Bill Maher was demonizing conspiracy theorists about a week or two ago, and, you know, they were basically, he had all these left and rightists on there, and they were saying, you know, 9/11 truthers are from the left, and whoever thinks the birther thing is fake, and, you know, they're from the right, so they're just playing.
No, they're saying you're a bad guy if you don't believe the known liars. But being a conspiracy theorist means I don't believe a government and a mainstream media system caught lying thousands of times to me. That's what it is today. If you question, if you don't just on the surface believe whatever they say. Look, how do you know if media is good? You judge the tree by its fruits. Look at the fruits of the political system. Absolute tyranny. More calls.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're back here, and you can hear the frantic voices of the people calling in. The power structure doesn't want to go after criminals. They are criminals. The power structure, and it's really bad on the East Coast and other crime syndicate-controlled areas, obviously, they want to target the little guys and teach us that they're basically our owners. That's what all of this is about. Now, up on screen, if you are a TV viewer, I have an article out of the Smithsonian magazine. For 40 years, the Russian family was cut off from all human contact, unaware of World War II. In the 1930s, they came to their Christian village, the Soviet atheist, and they mowed down their families mercilessly. This has been declassified by the archives. And in 1978, geologists were flying around looking for outcroppings 150 miles from even the smallest town. And the helicopter picked up what tended to be, looked like tilled fields. I want to do a whole report on this. And this family of five lived there. The mother had starved to death when her children were small one winter, refusing to eat so they'd have the only food. And they were dressed like cavemen, everything. They had walked more than 500 miles total from their original village because the Soviets were always hunting. They wanted to kill every Christian they could get to. Didn't matter how much money needed to be spent. And you can go read the full annals of this. It was so important to kill Christians. And these were just poor villagers. And it describes how they ran into the woods with just a bag of seeds. And then a blight killed their rye crops. The mother starved to death. But a year later, they lived in different camps over the decades that it took them to get 150 miles out in the middle of nowhere. The Soviets killed conservatively off and on around 50 million people from 1917 through the 1980s. And before the Soviets could basically get to most of them, they caught pneumonia probably because their immune systems were so debilitated. Once other humans came around with new strains of viruses, most of them died. One of them is living today, one of the daughters. But you read about, you know, the things they said and what they went through. And there were tens of thousands they ended up finding decades later in the woods and exterminated. Because even though you're living out in the middle of nowhere, 50 miles, 100 miles, it doesn't matter. You need to die because the all-powerful atheist state says so. And, of course, the atheists come and they're going to have guns. Piers Morgan said he'd like to shoot me. And a lot of Buzz Bissinger said he'd like to shoot me. And a lot of others, they talk about how they want to kill us. These are horrible people. Very, very horrible people. But America is, that's why they demonize preppers. That's why if you don't trust the system and you want to be self-sufficient, they don't like you. They want you under their control. Like Bob Dylan wrote in 1983. Yeah, I can see someday when even having your own garden will be against the law. Yeah, it's sundown on the Union. What was made in the USA sure sounded like a good idea until things got in the way. Yeah, we used to grow corn in Kansas. Now we grow it on the moon and eat it raw. Talk about somebody that saw the future. And that's what's going on here. That's what's happening. That's why they want you shut down. Will you punch it back up on screen for folks? I want to show the viewers out there, people watching at InfoWarsNews.com. The 40 years, the Russian family was cut off from all human contact, unaware. And just amazing helicopter photos of their little... the little shack they built, no hammers, no nails, the little daughters that were tiny girls when they ran. And I was looking at some of the other photos on the deeper in the Smithsonian site, showing the aerial shots. There it is, of the terraces they put up on the side of the gorge to grow the few plants that they had that they could also keep the seeds from. In the future, you run to the hills with your seeds, they'll only grow once, then they don't grow the next year. It's all about patenting life, all about centralized control. That's the name of the game. And that's why they don't want you self-sufficient. That's why all over the country now, they're saying you can't have a backyard garden. You might grow marijuana. You might. See, you're guilty until proven innocent. You can't trust a prisoner. We're all prisoners now that try to grow a garden in your backyard. Don't trust that in America. Government's got to come look. Government, it's all secret. Building bunkers and buying billions of rounds of ammo. But you... well, they're now saying to see something, say something. Main program is, do you see guns in people's houses? And the average anti-gunner is such a dumb, mindless, domesticated creature that they come in your house, they see a gun case, they call the police. And the police come and take it, even though it's not illegal. And they go, well, there was just a report. You may sue us, try to get your guns back. You see that in the news. Well, we've decided you might be a danger. The government is here to break us. And I'm telling you, folks, if you don't wake up and realize how much trouble we're in, it's all over. This transcends liberal conservative garbage. It's down to freedom versus slavery. Let's talk to Kim in Florida. Kim, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I just want to say the same exact thing, that people better wake up, because it's unbelievable. I just had a very recent visit from ATF. They I wasn't home at the time, but they knew exactly where I was, even the name of the company that I work at.
Oh, it's incredible. I had the ATF like a decade ago say that a gun I had didn't have a right serial number randomly. They wanted me to come down there, and it's just a way to harass you. If you're not a Mexican drug cartel shipping narcotics in, you're a bad guy. And now it is a purge. We are the new criminals. They want to fill all their new private prisons. It's us, the gun owners. And, yeah. I mean, and we're in trouble. The cops want to keep their jobs. They'll put us in jail all day long.
Well, yeah. And, you know, we were led to believe, like, ATF works with the police. And when we did some inquiring, they said, well, we don't know what ATF is doing. They could be doing whatever they want to do.
What was their claim? We need to check a serial number or something?
No, I guess because we had purchased several guns in a short period of time.
Oh, yeah, that's the new thing. If you buy even 100 rounds of ammo, they come and visit you like you're dirty and create a bad. It's all harassment. I mean, I see the reports all over the news where a veteran visited after he bought two new rifles. And again, it's all about you're bad. You're the perp. You're a criminal. You did something wrong. It's this new psychology that we're now going to learn how to do the perp walk. That's what TSA is all about. Learning about lining up. Learn about them putting their hands on you. Where I live now has TSA checkpoints. Totally illegal. Violates the 10th Amendment, the 4th Amendment. They don't care.
Yeah, and my whole reason for calling today is what would be your advice on how to deal with this situation? Because at the time, I wasn't home, and they spoke to my husband, which I was the one that purchased the firearms. And as far as I'm concerned, they got all the information they needed to know.
Hey, no, that's exactly it. You say this isn't a straw purchase. I bought the guns for us, but I bought them legal and lawfully. You're here to try to create a criminal account, a criminal file on us. You know full well, so just get on out of here. And again, these are the ones that shipped the guns to Mexico. And outside of law, they tell it was the gun shop that did it to you. When you buy two or more, and they wanted a law 2 years ago, they couldn't get it passed, so they just did it extra legislatively. This is a big issue. Now they're saying they may just ban guns without a law. Just with a rulemaking. And that's what they do. And then they think you're ignorant. Most of these gun arrests I'm seeing for a flash suppressor or something, they're not even illegal. But the juries are so stupid, they'll put you in jail for a wrong statute. And the lawyers are also corrupt. They'll put you in jail and make you think you got a deal. They want to give gun owners a record. I'm telling you, folks, it's a criminal purge. And listen, you could turn your guns in. They're not going to stop. They're going to take... Look, listen. Ayers and others that were Obama's mentors, this came out in trials, and we played the video clip of it being broken down. They said, we're going to put 50 million Americans in forced labor, and we're going to kill 25 million of them. Their goal is to put us in camps and blow our heads off. I mean, they want to do what they did in the Soviet Union, and they will do it. And the neocons are all a bunch of Trotskyites who helped Trotsky do what he did, and they all ran over here because Stalin kicked them out. They're going to try the same thing. These are authoritarians. Folks, this isn't rhetoric. We're in deep trouble. The government is run by evil people. They want a civil war against gun owners. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Thomas Jefferson said the level of tyranny that you will live under is the exact amount you put up with. The government is run by real live authoritarians who have robbed countless third world countries, the IMF and World Bank. They want to re-educate America. They want to start a civil war. Homeland Security was set up for the American people. It's a lot bigger than Obama. This is a long-term strategic plan. The reason the Republican leadership is going along with all this globalism is because they're bought and paid for by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others. Now, I'm not saying this year they're going to come arrest all the gun owners, though they're harassing them and arresting veterans. In fact, here's one of the articles right here. It was just up on Infowars.com. I actually was doing a search on it. Where Army veteran arrested for 30-round mag in New York State, faces five felonies, had no criminal record. Those mags are illegal now. And people are saying, well, we're going to defy it. And gun shops are saying, we're going to protest. They're like, good, we'll fill the prisons. And they will. They don't care. It's up to juries to nullify unconstitutional laws. And it's time for these politicians to start getting arrested. They're setting themselves up as God. It happens everywhere else. Look how decadent America is. But we're not all individually decadent. And they think America's dumb. They think we're done. They think they can take over. And I'm telling you, they're saying gun owners are responsible for all crime. We're Nazis. We're scum. We're trash. The government needs to defeat us. This is the nomenclature. Hitler didn't even say things about Jews like that until he'd been in office 2 or 3 years. He didn't even write things that radical. They're saying things publicly that Stalin didn't even say about groups he was wiping out. So we're being demonized. I mean, can you imagine if they got up on the TV and call black people the N-word when they're calling whites crackers, whites are on there to create division, and they're calling gun owners Nazis, you're being demonized. But you have American hospitality, you're like, oh, shucks, go ahead now. And, I mean, it's flooding in. People buying ammo are getting ATF visits. And they go to people with no criminal records, upstanding members of the society. I even saw an article where they visited a cop's house who bought 500 rounds of ammo. It's the idea that we're all bad, government's good. And the small federal family, as they call it, Janet calls it the federal family. What are they, Sicilian? I mean, it's just amazing. Michael, in Tennessee, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, I had a really quick idea. I think you ought to put a new sticker at the bottom of your new screen there that has the Bill of Rights, or you could also put the Constitution, because I'm an avid reader. I know a lot of people read, and you have a lot of information, and this way it would just kind of nail it into these people's heads.
I agree. You're talking about on the TV show, start having a scroll?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That makes sense. What do you think about the accelerating gun purge?
Change and all that.
I'm sorry, caller?
I said yes. You know, like they do a new sticker for like the New York Stock Exchange, and they do updates and all that. You
sure,
can just
earn
the Bill of Rights or the Constitution.
Is that what you called in about?
Yes, that was one of the things. And the other thing is, I remembered watching a movie where it was called Kingdom of Heaven or something, and the knight had everyone kneel, and he said, as of this day, I'm knighting you all. Just get down on one knee and make this oath. I think deputies ought to just deputize their public like Barney Fife and Andy Griffith used to do.
Yeah, the problem is they've taken over most of the police departments. We've got a lot of good sheriff's departments because they at least know about the Constitution. And they're elected. That's the difference. They want to represent the people more and more. It's time for all of us to deputize ourselves before God and country to understand real authoritarianism has come to our shores. And the globalists think they can totally take over. God bless you, Michael. Let's go to Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Thanks.
You and your crew.
Thank you for holding.
I just was wondering if you have seen House Resolution that was introduced, 437. It's the assault weapons ban of 2013, and also 449. It helps, it provides amnesty for the veterans to turn in their guns and register them and for other purposes. It's really draconian.
Also, I know. It talks about, there's a bunch of gun confiscation assault weapons bans in there. It was in Feinstein's first version, and it's got language in it. I don't think people understand. They're like, we just want to have reasonable background checks, and they've got gun bans where you've got to turn them in like New York just passed. Their goal is take our guns while they sit there going, we don't want to take your guns. We don't want to take your guns. They've done that everywhere. You know, they're now taking the single shots and bolt actions in Australia. See, first they take the semi-auto, then they take everything. What was the particular bill number on that one?
That was 437. It's the assault weapons ban of 2013, and it has the text up online. But there was also one other one. It's the House Resolution 40, I believe. I was trying to find it online again, and my computer froze up.
Yeah, we found it. Punch it up. No, I've seen that one. Punch it back up for TV viewers. For radio listeners, just go to the Library of Congress. It's H.R. 437.
Arm the military in D.C. There's a bill in there that says, you know, to arm the military in the District of Columbia.
No, I know. And that's like Caesar bringing his troops into Rome. Look, they in the NDAA bill that passed last year to supposedly reform it, it continues the secret arrest provision and just gets rid of posse comitatus. That's what I'm telling people, folks. They are going whole hog, and that's why the Republicans have gotten real scared and like, yes, sir, we'll do whatever we're told. You're right, we're bad. You're right, you've got a mandate. Is because it is hammer down. I mean, I've never been this concerned. This is not a game. This is a revolution by foreign banks. This is espionage. God bless you. Yes, thank you for bringing that up. Yes, I'm aware of it. That's what I'm telling people. This isn't a game. By the way, you can buy the February issue of InfoWars magazine. On the cover, it says, Why the Tyrants Want Your Guns. About 80% of the 60-page glossy magazine is on that subject. that explains how they're going to take your guns, why they want to take your guns, their strategy to do it, the strategy to beat them. It is available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com. We'll also get you there. And it's at cost. You can buy them in groups of 10 up to 100. In fact, John Bound was at the public library getting books for his daughter yesterday and said he saw a stack of them somebody put in there. So good job, folks. You can also get subscriptions at cost. And you can give subscriptions to people you want to wake up. Imagine 12 issues, good chance of waking them up. InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. We've brought back the Obama Joker Tyrant shirt, redesigned, because the first one was a limited edition. So is this one, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Let's talk to Zach in Tennessee. Zach in Tennessee, you are on the air. Zach, what is on your mind today?
Yes, sir. I was just holding from earlier, but I was going to tell you, did you see the Bill Gates article that he doesn't care about money? And he goes on to say he's spiritual but doesn't believe in religion. Did you see that one?
Yes, I did. They're bringing in an entire system. We'll look more into that. I'm telling you, it's a total global revolution, ladies and gentlemen. Designing high tech to enslave us, not to empower us. It's a total blueprint. It's called a technocracy in their own words. Let's talk to Zane in FEMA Region 3, formerly Virginia, now globalist occupied territory. Go ahead, Zane. You're welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Pretty good.
I read an article. I work in one of the few factories left here in Virginia, and someone had posted this article. It was out of a magazine, and it was saying that the way they're going to get the gun grab is they're going to make it where you can't afford to have a gun. They're going to make you get insurance on your guns. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, no. They've got state and federal bills. Insurance is a power to tax. The power to tax is the power to destroy. They're hitting us with 1,000 torpedoes right now. They're hitting us from every single angle, and we've got to take their attack and show how they're authoritarians with bodyguards and how they've taken guns everywhere else and how this is a plan to enslave us and turn it back on them. We have to go on the offense or we're going to lose everything.
Oh, that's for sure. I am sick and I am tired. And everybody that hears this needs to be sick and tired.
Exactly. I mean, we are being enslaved. Being upset is what got us our liberty. We need to get upset and awake again. God bless you. And I meant to get to this, and I didn't. I'll cover it tomorrow on the weekday show. NRA winning the influence battle over gun control. Appinions is one of the biggest data mining public groups. The company breaks down off a variety of data mining what they found, and they have found that Second Amendment advocates are absolutely trouncing the gun grabbers. And this is a, again, nonpartisan, non-political analysis of it. And it says gun rights advocates have more stamina than gun control advocates. Gun rights advocates show military coordination with laser focus. Well, yeah, because we're people that actually work and live in the real world. Any mainline person that supports gun control who isn't a tyrant is just a jellyfish. They think the government loves them and wants to help them. Government wants to inject you with cancer viruses and put you 6 feet under after you're done working. All right, I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com. Great job, crew.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.